Psalm 136 is a hymn of joyous admiration which finds expression in wave after wave of jubilant thanksgiving. It's possible that the litany form that's used in this psalm, you'll know it as soon as I start it, with the assembly proclaiming after each statement for his kindness or his great love or his steadfast love, it's the simple word hesed, his covenant love endures forever. That was used with a variety of repeated responses in other psalms without appearing in the text. It may be that was a very common response. I'll show you some places where we know it exists. But actually there probably were other psalms where, as the psalm was being read, people proclaimed this refrain. The history of Israel is part of Jesus' history, and so the history of his disciples. We can sing this hymn thinking also of the Passover effected by Jesus, and the many wonderful ways in which God has proved victorious in the obstacles that have faced us on our journey to the fullness of communion with God. And here's our psalm. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. And the response, for his kindness endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his kindness endures forever. Give thanks to Yahweh of lords. His kindness endures forever. Clearly a refrain, eh? And here's some other places where you'll find already in the Psalms. And we've done them all. Praise Yah, Psalm 106, verse 1. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. There it is again. Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. Psalm 118, verse 1. Give thanks to Yahweh, for his good, for his kindness endures forever. So that there's three where this same opening verse occurs. Jeremiah 33:11 reads, the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voices of those who sing as they bring thank offerings to the house of Yahweh. And this is what they say as they bring them in. Give thanks to Yahweh of hosts, for Yahweh is good, for his kindness endures forever. So is Jeremiah quoting our Psalm 136, or is our psalm quoting Jeremiah? I don't know. Or are they kind of borrowing from each other? Or are we simply dealing with a very common liturgical refrain? Here's Ezra, the priest that brought the Torah, probably, or just about the Torah, over from Babylon in 450 or 445, something like that, BC, and the story of that is in the history of Ezra. They sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to Yahweh, and this is what they sang, for he is good, his kindness endures forever towards Israel. Quote, and all the people responded with a great shout when they praised Yahweh, because the foundations of the house of Yahweh were laid. And here you've got it again in the Second Chronicles. It was chapter 5. It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to Yahweh. And when the song was raised with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments in praise to Yahweh, quote, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. The house of Yahweh was filled as with a cloud. Second Chronicles again, chapter 7. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of Yahweh on the temple, they bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground and worshipped and gave thanks to Yahweh, saying, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. And the first book of Maccabees. On their return, Judas, that's Judas Maccabeus, and his soldiers sang hymns and praises to God, quote, for he is good, his mercy. We're going from the Greek now. Okay. It's written in Greek, so it would have been, no doubt, for his kindness, chesed in Hebrew, endures forever. So you get the point, I'm sure. Let's move on in the psalm. First of all, there's a cosmic reflection. I'll just read most of it. This is Yahweh, who alone does great wonders, for his kindness endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens, for his kindness endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, for his kindness endures forever. Who made the great lights, They didn't call them, they don't in Genesis either, the sun and the moon, they can, but in this they don't, because the sun was worshipped and the moon was worshipped, so they just call them the great lights to avoid any idolatry or encouragement of magic among the peoples. Whom his kindness endures forever, the sun to rule over the day, for his kindness endures forever, the moon and stars to rule over the night, for his kindness endures forever. That's creation. Now, history they run through. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, we've just done that, for his kindness endures forever. Who brought Israel out from among them, for his kindness endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his kindness endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea in two, for his kindness endures forever. Who made Israel pass through, for his kindness endures forever. Overthrowing Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. I'm sorry, Pharaoh wasn't overthrown in the Red Sea, but anyhow, that's the story and it sounds good. For his kindness endures forever. Who led his people through the wilderness, for his kindness endures forever. And back again. Who struck down great kings. We're all getting very excited about this. For his kindness endures forever. Who killed famous rulers. His kindness endures forever. Sion, the king of the Amorites. For his kindness endures forever. Og, the king of Bashan. For his kindness endures forever. He gave their land as a heritage. For his kindness endures forever, a heritage to his servant Israel, for his kindness endures forever. That's their ideology, that's their way of understanding history, it still is for many of them. That's their way of looking at what's happened to them. And it's dangerous stuff, built up, but it's not all bad if it's taken well, but it's dangerous, as you can see, as any ideology is. Then he adds a few extra verses here. He remembered us in our lower... This is the beautiful kind of conclusion from it. He remembered us in our low estate, for his kindness endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his kindness endures forever, who gives food to all flesh, all creation. His kindness endures forever. And the conclusion... Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his kindness endures forever.